We're doing Sefer Amidot. We're up to page Shin Yud Bet. And the Magen Midovna had been telling us about how we should contend with arrogance, where a person should think to himself how he is not doing his responsibilities in the world. The table is more powerful than him. The table is doing more of its responsibilities than him. And a person takes pride when really, if he thinks about it, who is he? Compared to even the most simple creation, we are weaker than the most simple creation, and we are more responsible than the most simple creation, yet we find ourselves lacking. Chashovna ben Adam, think, O human. If you saw a bunch of nobles walking around a tremendous king, and the person, one of the lowlifes, meets them, and he runs into the camp, and you ask him, why are you running? And he'll tell you, I'm headed to that circle, to that king, to take the crown off his head and put it on mine. You'll look at him and you'll say, he's crazy. Doesn't have intellect or understanding. But you, says the Magen Midovna, when you take the crown of pride, of arrogance, you're more crazy than him. Because the King of Kings is, so to speak, convening, and many great officers are around him, all the different angels, and he's palig dudav, his armies are beyond number. Don't you think it's foolish that a person takes God's crown? What is pride? Pride is that a person says, I did it. Pride is where a person says, look at me. Wait a second. There's only one who really did it. Everything we do is predicated upon being given a life, being given the strength, being given the capacity, the vision. You know, I don't know how you guys feel, but I feel it's very humbling to be in this community where you see a lot of people from the Central Institute of the Blind. Not a day goes by that I don't help someone cross the street, that I don't help someone with simple tasks, and I always walk away feeling so bad. Like, what did I do? By what right do I have vision and he doesn't? You know, we take it for granted. But every time I meet up with someone who doesn't have that blessing, I feel so spoiled. How often do I even say thank you for what I have? And we take it for granted, you know. We look around and sometimes we wonder, boy, it's hazy today. You know, my eyes are a little bit burning, right? So we take credit for things that aren't ours. And he says, the truth is that the only one who has a right to take credit is God. We have to get perspective. What we do isn't that great. We have our responsibilities. We have to live up to them. But we shouldn't be arrogant. And when a person is arrogant, what he's doing is he's taking God's crown. He's saying, yeah, I did it. No, you didn't. You know, a guy has one little... We had in yeshiva, a guy who would celebrate every year that he had a situation where he was getting very sick, and the doctors put him in, and when they did a CAT scan, they saw something inside his stomach that wasn't moving, and they thought it was a tumor, and when they operated, they found a pea that hadn't moved. So he would celebrate every year the day they found the pea. But you know what? One little pea that gets stuck somewhere in the system can be a huge problem. A little pea. Right? And what credit can we take? Am I the one that keeps my heart pumping? Am I the one that keeps my brain working? There's very little I do. I'm given so much. And I do a little bit. So when a person takes that crown of arrogance, the Magen Midovna says he's more crazy than the guy who says, I'll run into the circle and I'm taking the king's crown. The Magen Midovna turns to himself and says, oh my soul, till when will you be intoxicated? Remove the wine's impact from upon you. Why aren't you willing to recognize how weak you are? If you'd only take an accounting of yourself. If you'd only think of how you are composed. Then what you try to cover up would really be revealed. We are but earth. We come from earth, we'll go back to earth. Even in our life, we are but vermin. We like to think we're so proud. You know, the Talmud, the Medrash says, why is it that when a person goes to the bathroom, he leaves behind a bad smell? Why? The Medrash says, because man likes to think he's an angel. Man likes to think he's above everything. Oh, those animals, those lowlifes. But me, we spend a lot of money covering up the fact that we have limitations. We have deodorants, we have perfumes, we have wigs, we have false teeth. We have a lot of things, makeup. We try to cover up our human limitations. We have coffee, we have Excel, we have energy drink. We have a lot of things that we try to use to overcome our limitations and to cover up for our limitations. There's one thing we can't cover up. Yes, I know today they have air fresheners, but at the end of the day, every human being has those minutes during the day when he is forced to face with the fact that there are things about him that are not so pleasant, and he has no way to change them. And Chazal say, look at man. Look at how arrogant he is. Imagine if when he did his needs, perfume would come out. Then he'd for sure be arrogant. So that God purposely gave us a time in the day to remind ourselves we have human, we have our bodily needs, and we have our aspects where we realize we're not angels. Yes, every one of us. So
Even Paro,
right. So the Magen Yehudah says to himself, think about it. What are you in your life? The holy servants up above, the angels, they tremble in fear out of respect for the honor of our master up above. Look to your right. What does it say about the patriarchs? What do they say about themselves? Abraham says, I am but dust and ash. Moshe and Aaron said, what are we? What are you turning to us? Who am I? David HaMelech says, I am but a worm. I am the shame of humanity. Who am I to talk before you, God? And this is where we'll pick up Bezat Shem next time. We're out of time.